All right. Hello and welcome to Ascend with Sarah and Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Welcome to episode number three on our quest for ascension.
Our quest for freedom.
Yeah, quest for freedom. That's
Journey to freedom.
yeah, journey to freedom. I love that. So we are here today to follow up on our conversations about ascension and ascending into liberation and creating that emotional freedom and this nervous system expansion and just literally starting to build the lives that we actually want to live and really looking at what is holding us back and what can we do ourselves to really transform our lives. So before we start, because today is all about we will follow up on the split that we see. We're going deeper into the Year of the Wood Serpent, 2025, Year of Ascension. And what we will be seeing a lot is the split. We spoke about that last time. But I think we're going to go even deeper into that and combine it with expression, truth, and discussing the yang energy that is connected to speaking your truth and the uncomfortableness that can come with that, both for ourselves, but also the person that receives the truth that we really need to express. So this is going to be a very personal and open discussion here because we are also addressing what is going on in our lives, and we're using this to really make examples of the things that we are practicing and how we can ad adapt that into everyday life. And this is exactly what's happening now.
Yeah, and what does it actually mean when we're talking about activating the throat chakra, when we're talking about speaking our truth, when we're talking about, sharing what's really from our heart, and what does that look like? And how do we navigate that when the real things come up?
Yeah, and we're definitely in a real life situation at the moment. We are going through a lot of inner work and a lot of insights and a lot of realizations. And as it is, the Year of Ascension is about letting go of the things that that is no longer serving us. It's overcoming the obstacles, but to fully ascend, we actually have to let things go. So we are fully invited to look at situations, energies, relationships, habits. We do a lot of things to avoid dealing with certain things in our lives. And the Year of the Dragon kind of brought everything up to the surface. And now in the Year of the Snake, we will start to finalize that work. We're going down to the nitty-gritty. It's the aligned action. So if last year's was a lot of realizations, this is when you get to work and actually do the thing. That's what's happening right now. So, but before we start and dig into the actual topic, let's ground a little bit. Let's find our center. So, because when we're speaking our truth, the self-regulation and the inner alchemy of whatever is going on the inside, that is our personal work. The truth is one thing, but the energy that comes with it is equally as important from many different angles. One angle is how do you want to pr be perceived when you speak? What is the purpose of sharing? Because if we only want to let out our own fire and our own yang because we feel hurt and disappointed, we might end up damaging other people instead. And then we just pour more gasoline onto the fire. Plus, we are not releasing, we are only creating more damage in our own bodies. So really connecting to why am I speaking my truth? And the more we can do that from a grounded, safe space in ourselves, we will be more respected in what we say. We will be heard, seen. The way we show up is how we navigate the world and what we contribute. So it's not only what we say, it's how we say it. So finding that space inside of ourselves, allowing the energy to fall down. Just relax the body. And find that space inside of yourself, that emptiness. And allow the energy to sink. You can allow the energy to sink down into your belly. Maybe you hold a hand on your belly, the lower part. And see if we can connect to this space. This grounding is as much for us as it is for you. You can practice returning to this space, this physical space inside of yourself, and see if you can keep the awareness and attention to this space as you're listening. Notice if you get fired up too, and see if you can find your way back. You can slowly start coming back to the room in your own way, in your own time. And I can see it, Liz, she's ready to go. I just felt the energy like, okay, she's back, let's go.
I have things to say.
Okay, so the floor is yours. What's invite the audience to the topic.
Yeah, I think the only way I can really do that with any integrity is to really let people know safely what I'm going through. And that's one of the biggest things, because before we just did that grounding and we moved and we shifted the energy, I didn't quite feel safe to speak. So I was just quiet. And I didn't feel safe to speak because I wasn't sure that I could trust what would come out of my mouth and how it would be said and what the energy around that is or would be. And after we did the grounding and we calm and relax, and I could even feel a little bit of that fire leave my throat and leave my mouth and move up. And now I'm like, okay, I have a lot to say. And I think that's one of the themes we want to talk about today, is doing the inner work first so that you can show up with integrity to when you need to express and share something. So what I'm going through right now, and why I'm wanting to be very mindful of the way that I speak and the energy that I'm coming from, is I'm navigating facing my biggest fears around speaking my truth in situations that were very, very unsafe for me, especially as a child, and in situations where I was silenced and manipulated and abused. And felt like I couldn't speak up to what was happening to me, and now I am being called to do that. And then what's the intention behind that? Is it to attack and hurt and to blame, or is it to liberate myself from silencing? And I believe I'm doing the former. And I believe it's important to speak. And I believe that we're at a time on the planet that we're not going to benefit from silencing ourselves anymore. It's important to stand up for what's right. And I'm standing up for what's right, not only for myself, but for anyone else that's been through what I've been through. And there's a balance between finding a really good way to do that and doing that with integrity and having the intention be about freeing myself and clearly stating what I believe to be right and what I believe to be wrong, and wanting to maybe hurt others the way that I've been hurt, wanting to just vomit all this crap that's like wanting to spew out of me. And to be real, like that's a dance I'm having to do with myself as I move through this. Because the energy, the fire, the ferocity that's required to break through that much silencing and that much effort to not speak out about something that's wrong, it's a big energy that's needed to be able to break through that. So I simultaneously feel like I'm needing to tap into a warrior-like energy, this yang that you're talking about, this structure that's able to stand a line and say, no, that's actually not right. That may feel more comfortable for you, but that's not right. Silencing abuse, covering up abuse, it's not right. This is right. So I have to find that directness, that willingness to speak, while not, you know, turning into a dragon and burning everything down, which sometimes I quite frankly want to do. Like there's so much anger and rage that has been pent up inside of me at having been silenced for so long that I need to honor and validate for myself and not judge, but also be aware that I don't want to just, you know, tear things down that don't need to be teared down with that energy. So that's the balance, that's the dynamic, and that's why the inner work is so important. Because if we are being called to speak our truth, if we are being called to share that, what energy are we coming from, and how much are we willing to do the inner work around what's alive in us and how to stay grounded and how to work with the nervous system and how to stand up for what is right without creating more harm in that process, without perpetuating the same energy, because there's a frequency behind everything. And exactly. It's very easy, and you can see it in the world, of like almost perpetuating the same frequency from the opposite direction. And it's like, that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to actually transmute the energy back into love. So exactly. What's the motivating force?
Exactly. What's the motivating force? Because destruction comes from destruction. If any one of us has been abused by someone, that person has been abused. It's not a happy person that is abusing other people. So what we're doing is that we're taking that generational, if it's within the family system, or if it's, you know, we just take that energy and we share it. We just project it onto the world. It just went through us, it damaged us, and then we damage others. So if we want other people to take responsibility for their darkness and what, you know, the urge to damage other people, then we have to do the same thing ourselves, because otherwise we're just doing the same thing. And we're talking about the statement like, I'm not here to win the battle, I'm here to end the war. Because that's like the angry, or the anger that comes up from being silenced and being realizing this, that is one of the things that we're going to see so much coming in this year, that there's so much suppression that is going to come to the surface, and you're going to see a lot of people going either one direction or the other. You're going to see some people are going to speak their truth, as they should, but that they're going to come from a certain energy. And is that energy fueling or calming? And exactly what you said, like, why am I doing this? Am I doing this to liberate myself and others, or am I here to win my case or prove I'm right or get validation in that what that happened was wrong? Because no one should be experiencing these things. So we know that it's wrong. But it's about how are we standing up for that? And how are we doing that for ourselves and for other people? Because that's also like when people who are not as strong, or who people who are more vulnerable, children, for instance, like it's our job as a community to take care of each other, to make sure that everyone is safe. But that's not always super easy to do. So that's why this conversation is so important. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I said before, I'm still dancing with this. And I look at what we've been enduring, humanity as a collective, the wake up process from that. It's just not going to happen perfectly. People aren't going to be like, oh, I'm doing all this. I mean, there's times that I have to explode. And it's what needed to happen, because it was the only way to break through a wall that was that big. So I even wonder about this. Yeah. I'm working through it.
Yeah, you really are.
Because when people have been silenced for this long, when they first get a chance to open their mouth, it's not going to be graceful. It's just not.
Yeah, it's very difficult to stop people pleasing, because once the people pleasing stops, because the people pleasing is so directly connected to the anger, because once our boundaries are crossed, that's when the anger comes up. It comes up automatically. And that's what the anger is for, is to show, here's my physical, emotional, and spiritual boundaries. And when they are crossed, and let's say in an abusive situation, it's sometimes more safe to not fight back. And that becomes an acceptance of the body. And that is a very, very strong indicator for the body to create anger, because we were supposed to protect ourselves. But if we are smaller than whatever happens, we are unable to do that. And that is creating so much anger in the body. And that anger we are then moving around with, we're navigating from that space. And it becomes an energy in our system that we kind of become one with. So it's fully integrated with who we are. And that's where people start to say, oh, she's like this, she's like that. It becomes a personality. But it's not a personality, it's a trauma response. It's an adaptation of something that happened in the past. And once that energy starts to not be suppressed anymore, the body is going to want to shoot that out like a rocket. And it comes with the energy of anger, and anger always comes, well, not always, but it's very often accommodated by its friend entitlement. So then this happened to me, I need justice, it's okay for me to burn the house down, and you know, then I can feel peace. But that's not really creating true peace. It's the liberation and the speech and the truth, and whatever that looks like for the individual. And what we want to discuss a little bit further today was the yang energy that comes with that truth. And That is a very powerful. I don't think people understand how powerful that actually is. When you come from a space where you're not attaching anything to that truth, it's just the truth, plain and simple. We don't need to exaggerate it. We don't need to explain it. We don't need to defend it. We don't need to do anything. It's just right there. And that can be very, very uncomfortable for people. Very, very uncomfortable, especially if you are very assertive and direct and strong, because you can be that in your truth without adding anything else to it. No anger, no judgment, no blaming, no shaming, no guilting, nothing like that. You can do that with the voice, but that's where the inner alchemy and the self-regulation comes in. And that's where it can become tricky. So I want to ask you a question, because when we met today, so this is the first online, obviously. I mean, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, which I hope you have. If you haven't, follow our Spotify or YouTube, whatever. But today when we showed up, we do a little bit of grounding, we start to regulate, and there was a lot going on with inside of you. There was a lot of fire. So how did you alchemize that into, like, what did you actually do? Because now when we talk about it, your energy is completely changed.
I prayed. I asked for help. And I got it. It's that simple. We can make things so much harder when we're not willing to ask for help. And there's very few people actually that are willing to surrender and ask for help. And that's part of what the incredible amount of suffering is doing. It's at a certain point getting you to a place that you're willing to ask for help.
Super cool.
Yeah. And I keep, let's see. I keep wanting to ask you your motivation for this podcast, because I remember when you reached out to me, there was a very clear moment for you.
Yeah. So I've been looking deeper into expression and where I come from and how I express myself and how I want to express myself. And I've been looking at that very deeply the past couple of months, and I was confused by the feminine softness and the nurture and the yang and the directness and the strength, because I have a very strong voice. I have a strong way of expressing myself, and people tell me that all the time, and I know that people can be a little bit uncomfortable with my level of truth and directness that I share what I see very strongly. So I've been very battling this inside of myself. Should I be the soft feminine? Is that what I'm? It's like, is this the strong voice? Is that just an imprint? Because I remember very clearly when I was 14 and I started to find this the strength in the voice, but that's also a protection. It's a masculine protection of a strength and assertiveness that I didn't have growing up. I was very insecure when I grew up. I was very quiet. And then I was 14, I just decided to change. So I've been going back and forth about this and finding, where do I actually, what is my true voice? And I started to ask a little bit advice. And the advice I got was, find your true voice and speak your truth. And the world has to adjust to your truth. You cannot hold back that truth just because the world gets uncomfortable. So then I found that, and things started to really shift. And then I realized that the true voice that I have haven't fully been accessed yet, because it's a return to the self. It's a descent into the body, and the true voice is found like way down into the body. And that's has to do with safety. So it's such a, the truth is yours. It will always be yours. And you should be able to express that freely in a safe, compassionate. I mean, even if you're strong, even if it's yang, it's still compassionate, because all you want to do is to liberate yourself and others with the truth. And of course, it's your truth. There's multiple truths. So it's about, what do you do with that truth? How are you expressing that truth? Are you forcing it on someone? Are you trying to make everyone understand? Are we blaming someone for our truth? Like, are we clinging on to a story? The story can be beneficial for a while, but it's only there to put a context, to find the energy, to liberate that energy. We don't want to stay in that. But there's so much of staying in a certain energy. What do you
think? Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the statement that the world needs to adjust to your truth, not the other way around.
Yeah, because that's what we've been trying to do, right? We've been trying to fit in everywhere. I know I have. My whole life.
And I see when we talk about these two energies, I see two sets of them, right? There's one that you've talked about already, which is, okay, we're going to be speaking our truth. The world's going to be speaking. Are we going to be speaking with integrity and love and compassion and understanding? Or are we going to be speaking with anger and destructiveness and blame and all of that? So that's one choice, right? But there's another choice going on, which I think speaks directly to what you're talking about here. And that is, are we willing to listen to people's truths? And one of the things that I'm seeing over and over is there's a lot of talk about how I'm this, I'm that, you know, I believe this. But when push comes to shove, if someone has an uncomfortable truth to share, there's a lot of wanting to look away. And this is another choice. Are we going to be willing to listen when people are sharing and speaking their truth? Or are we going to continue to say, that makes me uncomfortable, so it's your fault that I feel uncomfortable, and I'd rather keep sweeping that under the rug, because there's real truths that need to be expressed, and that's what's going to happen this year. So that's this balance of, okay, for this first choice, I want to come from love, integrity, respect, and kindness, not burn it all down because blah, blah, blah. But there's another choice of, I also know that if I speak the truth of what I believe is right, it's going to make people uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean I'm doing something wrong, because that's this old paradigm. That's the people pleasing. That's actually, I watch people doing, saying that they're being nice, but it's actually incredibly unsafe, because you don't really know where you stand. If you're not clear about your truth, it could be a small thing. Like, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It's like pretending that we're okay with something to save someone's feelings when we're not. That actually creates unsafety. So it's being willing to also say what needs, what you really feel, even when people are going to be made uncomfortable about it. Because there's, like I said, there's a lot of things that are going to make people uncomfortable. And is that going to silence you? Or is that going to inspire you to do the inner alchemy and to do the work and to keep showing up? And so that's what I'm dancing with too. And that's what I feel when you say, you know, the world's going to learn to adjust.
Yeah, the world is going to receive your truth in one way or another. So the delivery of the truth is going to be everything, because the reason why we deliver the truth, because what we're going to see during this year is that all of this is coming to the surface, and people are going to look at their lives and look at their situations and look at their relationships. And from all angles, we are no longer willing to identify with certain things. We're just going to see, like, what is going on here? Like, all of a sudden people are going to go like, oh my God, that's just happened, and I'm trapped in this thing. So it's like, we're going to look at our surrounding, and that is going to be our family, our closest friends, colleagues at work, in your business, your clients. You know, that's like the closest circle. That is where this is going to appear. So really taking accountability for the situation oneself, and asking for accountability for the other people. That is when accountability meets accountability, and there's love and grace and forgiveness, and we actually want to move forward, want to move together. That's when the energy opens up. But if we're not willing to do that, if we're not willing to meet each other, if we're not willing to listen to each other, because it's all going to be more listening than talking, that's when you can heal anything. So it's all going to be about, what energy are we showing up with to this situation that we feel, okay, I need to change something here. We can do that with love and grace, or we can do it with dynamite. Some things need a little bit of dynamite, you know, because the freeze state that the population of the world is navigating from is starting to become very alarming. People are shut off from their bodies. There's just no connection to the body. A lot of people are operating from mind only, and there's no connection. And we are then fully controlled by the emotional state. There's just emotion, and then there's a reaction straight away. And for someone to be stopped in their tracks, there might need to be a strong energy to wake up. The freeze is such a stagnant and powerful energy. And I know for myself that some of the things that I needed to work through, I wasn't able to until I had a very strong yang energy come from the outside to kind of open the shell. And then from there, the yang just disappears, because once the crack is open, there's no need anymore. And then you can lift that. But the awareness from the truth can be very powerful, and it doesn't have to come with force. You know, sometimes when people speak softly, you know, from a very grounded place, that can be the most powerful thing. And sometimes it's not a lot of words. You know, the truth can be conveyed in so many ways. And really finding your true voice is going to change absolutely everything about how you show up in the world. If that was one thing that you really would focus on, like, where do I show up from when I speak? Your whole life was going to change, because the way that you speak will attract something. It's going to be very, very important for this year. If there is a truth that wants to come out, or a message that wants to come out, it's going to be the energetics behind it. It's going to be everything. Well, it's always everything. But through this year, if we are looking to ascend and really looking to transform and to take advantage of the really transformational energies that is available right now. This is one of the things.
Yeah, and I love what you say about when accountability meets accountability, and then we're willing to share.
Yeah, love and accountability.
And taking responsibility for our emotional reactions, because if we're talking about how am I showing up to speak, it's also how am I showing up to listen.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And that's where the self-regulation and the ability to do that inside of yourself.
And I want to share too, you know, again, it's like, what does this really look like? So it's a lot of words. And then, but what does it actually feel like when we do this? Because I can speak to me personally as I'm going through this massive initiation of speaking my truth. And showing up here to talk about it when I'm not done. I'm not through the other side. I would love to be like, oh, I've alchemized that. And now I can just show up in this like super, super good way and have all of this insight. And it's just like, yes, but also the only way through is to just keep doing it. So what's happening, and I'm sharing this so that when other people are stepping into their powerful voice, that that you have some just another person's experience to relate to. What happens is that there's an alchemy that happens in this moment in real time with you speaking in front of this microphone on this computer when I haven't fully, you know, done everything. It's like all the things come up, the nausea, the fear, my throat hurts. You know, all the things that we're breaking through when we're learning to speak and to stand and to speak our truth and to share, I'm alchemizing them in real time in this moment. So all of you watching are watching me do that. Yeah. And it's going to feel uncomfortable. But again, what's on the other side? It's the liberation. It's the freedom. And hopefully by being willing to be seen and be vulnerable in this, I hope that it will inspire and give courage and faith to other people as they're on their path. Because I know when I've seen my teachers do it, I'm like, okay, I could do that too. Yeah.
I mean, it's about, so the journey never ends. There's just no, it's like, we're always going through something. You know, life, we're always going through life, whatever is happening, it's good or bad. And the ascension process is about ascending above that and realizing that life is happiness, suffering, happiness, suffering, you know, because we also suffer when other people suffer, and there's so much suffering in the world. So this illusion, it's almost like a childlike illusion that one day everything is going to be perfect, you know, because it's almost like, I mean, it's the, and they live happily forever after. Like, oh, it was a bunch of words that was about to come out of my mouth now that I didn't allow. Because life is not about that, you know, it's about finding that internal skill to live happily ever after. It's happiness is something that you create in the world right now. It just doesn't, you know, you can't buy it from off the shelf. You can't just blip, blip. You can't just upload something on your phone or upgrade and pay extra and get that. That's not how it works. It's a result of everything you have going on. It's your physical state, it's your emotional state, it's your social, like, what are you involved with? Like, how much drama are you inviting to your life? You know, it's all there.
And are you willing to receive it?
Yeah, because that's life. It's like when we come from a grounded place and we feel safe in ourselves and we know who we are and we know, you know, why are we here on earth? What are we here to do? Once you know that and you can start to participate fully in life, that's when it becomes an adventure. And that's when we can choose to speak our truth, because it's okay to make mistakes. We're not here to be perfect. Life is not perfect. No one is perfect. Things happen. That's how we grow. That's how we evolve. And that's what we're going to do until, you know, we're not here anymore. So falling in love with that process, because right now, this is just a moment in your time. You know, we might look back at this and like, okay, yeah, that was a big thing. You know, wow, good thing we did that, you know. But then we shouldn't be more attached to it, because then we're going to be busy with something else. And that's going to be what we're moving through. So, you know, waiting for the perfect time, you know, this, oh, we can't start a podcast because we're not done yet. Okay, so then only deceased people can host podcasts, because then they're done. And then, okay, here's my review. Here's my testimonial. Here's what I've learned. You know, that it doesn't exist, you know? So it's like being the perfectly imperfect human being, do what you want to do, share what you want to do, and then apologize when you make mistakes, listen to other people, and move with things. It's moving with things.
I think this is part of the activation that's been happening these last few weeks. I mean, I have been moving through so much. So quickly. And there used to be such a deep fear that I had of if I was doing something wrong, if because this is happening, does that mean I'm out of alignment? And all of this stuff, or it would cause me to shut down. And now it's like, okay, this is happening because I'm breaking through thousands of years of a pattern and a cycle. And that's good. Yeah. It's not going to feel good. I'm going to do it anyways. Because I know in my heart that that's the direction, and I'm going to break through it. And so now all this other shit can be going on. Fires can be going off. And I'm like, I'm going forward anyways. And I'm going to keep going. And it just keeps getting better as we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a really big sign of when you're willing to commit to the continued growth. It's like, my life keeps getting better. Not necessarily easier right now, because I'm being called to do a lot of very, very hard things, but I'm watching other people decide to do what's easier in the moment. And I'm watching their lives get worse and worse. And I'm not happy about that, right? Like, I want their lives to get better, but this is that choice again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a choice, and it's this taking accountability and responsibility for other people, you know, other people's emotions. I mean, I've been doing that so much in my life. My people pleasing hasn't been, I mean, I've been very direct, but then I've been taking accountability for other people's, for the reaction.
Yeah.
And then I've been cushioning that and just being super afraid of, oh my God. And I think it's really cool also that we are talking about the throat activation and sharing as we are doing it, because there's no recipe for this. It's just get out and share, be yourself, pay attention, use the world as your mirror, and then be very attentive to the responses. Because the world is our mirror. It's the arena where we show up every day. And it is in the family, or in the, you know, close dynamics. That's everything is gonna play out. You're gonna have your results. If I mean the state of your relationships are directly connected to your ability to be yourself, share your truth, but also what are you entertaining yourself with?
Mm-hmm.
Because are we staying in situations that is just keeping us in the loop of the drama? And that is extremely dangerous, because that creates so many negative wiring in our, I mean, on all levels. that is just keeping us from being who we're supposed to be.
It's like, what are we willing to accept?
Mm.
And I'm noticing that my tolerance for things that are not in alignment is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And that doesn't mean there's not love. That doesn't mean that there's anger or hatred. It's just, it's becoming so clear where I need to go. And if all of this is pulling me somewhere else, this isn't where I need to go. And so the tolerance for this is kind of just falling away.
Mm.
And not the love. The love's still there, but it's There's the emotional accountability too with what you said, because if I'm being called to step forward, you know, I have this throat clearing and activation course coming up. If I'm being called to step forward to help other people step forward and to step out, how much is it going to benefit me to continually be surrounded by a desire to maybe not have me speak so much because it's uncomfortable? Or when we have an emotional reaction to something that someone says, can we take accountability for it? Because what I see a lot right now is, and I'm wondering, like, you know, how much of this do I share? What's beneficial? But I do think it's important, because there's so much, because you said that, I feel this. And so you've done something wrong by saying something, and you shouldn't say anything. Or you should only say what I want you to say. And that's not empowerment. That's not growth.
Yes.
Projection. There's tons of things people can say that upset me, especially coming from my particular traumatic background. People say things that offend me all the time that they don't even know, because they might not know my background.
Mm.
But like, whose responsibility is it to work with the emotional trigger? Like, for me, I choose mine because I want freedom. So if something, you know, upset me, I'm going to look into it and see what those parts of me need in order to take responsibility for that. And I think if we're talking about speaking the truth and moving forward, there has to be a certain level of accountability. And we're not going to do it perfectly. You know, people project. That's what we do. We can still be loving and kind. But if our intention when we're saying something is to truly express our truth, our feelings, or to offer a mirror for someone else's benefit, like you do this for me all the time, I might be acting out some childish behavior because of some unhealed part of me, and you're willing to mirror that to me. And I'm like, oh, my freedom lies there. But if that's mirrored and then we say, oh, you're mean because you made me feel bad, that's, we're not getting to liberation. And there's actually a form of silencing in that, because we're now saying that you're responsible for my emotional well-being. And that's part of what I feel like I'm breaking free from. Mm-hmm. Because we can't keep taking, obviously, we're not here to like scream and put people down. But when there's real calmness and integrity in something that we're offering, you know, when you've mirrored to me, your intention hasn't been to make me feel bad. Your intention has to been to help me find freedom. So how I want to take that's my choice.
But that's also the nature of our relationship. We want that.
Yeah.
You ask for that. That is like the deal in our relationship, that we are lovingly mirroring each other. And that is, I love that. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because even as you're saying it, it's like, okay, well, if other people aren't asking that, is there the freedom or the permission to do that? Maybe not always. And then that's where I feel like I don't think I have space for that in my life anymore.
No, me neither. I don't, I'm unable to be around people who are not actively working on their growth and actively paying attention and the awareness to themselves. And because I don't have time, I don't have energy. And I honestly realize how deeply involved we are in the social drama. That is completely normalized, that you have drama in your life every day, every single day in most of your relationships. And that is absolute draining
madness.
Of the potential. Yes, it's madness.
Madness.
It is madness. And the only one who can make the choice of where to be and what to do is you. Removing yourself, it's not even removing, move to a place where it's like you create your little bubble. Just move in there and create your reality. And that is your space of the universe where you set the rules, where this is your space. This is, I decide what enters my world. It can be the physical, emotional, or spiritual world. There's no authority.
What level?
Yes. And what level do you want to operate from? Because I just want to say, I know you want to say something. What I'm realizing with my teacher is that the potential, the level of potential that it's like I think I'm living life, and then I'm being showed that I'm standing with my pretend kitchen and pretend, you know, the egg and the thing. What do you mean? Like, that's the level that I'm waking up to, that I'm like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. You know, like, but I'm really working on not taking it personal, because it's an absolute imprint of this world. You know, people, and I say people because we're all people, but we're born children, and we are born into circumstances that we cannot do anything about. And the standard of the circumstances that we are being born into are low as. It's so low. And the whole social construct is kind of normalizing very, very, very unhealthy behaviors.
Yeah.
And that is the waking up process, and like, okay, what do I need to do to kind of fix my circumstances? And not being dragged into what is normal, because normal is not normal, it's just common. Common and normal is not this. It's not a synonym. It's just very, very common and not healthy. So we have to take accountability for our own situations and create a life for ourselves that is harmonizing, that is, has this regenerative abundance energy going, and where you constantly build, where you constantly make things better. And that is the energy that is evolution.
Amazing how what I wanted to say just went away.
Mm.
But I think this is part of what I wanted to bring through, is that because not taking emotional accountability, because trying to make sure everyone likes you and being willing to sacrifice what you really feel or believe is super common, because all these things are so common, because the drama's normalized, because we're usually just blaming other people for our problems instead of taking accountability and responsibility for them. When you start to do that, and when you speak from that place, people are going to have strong reactions, and that does not mean you're wrong. And it's why I feel so good in this community, because it's one of the only places that I feel like I can completely speak freely and not edit and censor what I say for the benefit of others, knowing that they can only receive so much. I feel like I finally have a space that's safe. And that's what you're talking about when you create. I'm deciding who I'm going to spend my time, more of my time with. And I keep going more and more over here because I'm like, oh my gosh, this just feels so much better.
The world is going to react differently. So the people will react to the truth but they only react from their traumas. Their traumas is going to be, if you have any negative reaction to what you're saying, then there's a negative response that's going on in the other person. Because, and then, so that's one thing. But speaking your truth is going to have a much, much bigger effect. So if we keep looking over here, oh, people are having all of these reactions, that is the only feedback that you're getting on your truth, then that is the illusion, because there's also an energetical aspect and a connection to everything that is going to go, oh my God, yes. Because things are going to open up. The energy is going to open up. But if we keep looking here and looking at all these people that are coming back to me with their emotional response to whatever made them feel uncomfortable, and I make that my truth, then I'm just going to stay in there.
Yeah, we're going to stay stuck.
Yeah, you're going to stay stuck. But if you're surrounding yourself with people who are, you know, cheering you on and understanding that, okay, this didn't probably come out 100% right, and there's a lot of like this in it, but I know you, so I can feel you, and I can allow that little, you know, it's like the crack. But then once we get out of that, we have to start realizing that we have to take accountability for what we say and the energy we come from. However, the energy of the universe is just going to liberate the crap out of you when you start speaking your truth, especially if you don't get involved with the illusion of the reaction. As long as you're paying attention to where am I coming from? Because again, just machine gun Kelly, you know, out your truth with anger and just bullets, that's just going to kill everyone. That's not going to be good.
I keep feeling, because like, I feel like we could talk about this for so many episodes, but as you were speaking and you're speaking to it now, it's one thing that you have to be clear about is I see... It's almost like now there's some line of society that's going to be like, oh, I'm speak my truth. And they're using that as justification for being abusive.
Yep.
And that's very, very different. And you can feel the energy when someone's coming out with a victim mindset and fingers pointing everywhere. That's not speaking your truth.
No,
that's just blaming, and that's not taking accountability. And that's a very, very different thing than doing the inner work and then being able to say, I know who I am. This is right. This is wrong. That's the yang. That's the clarity.
Yep.
But I do see a lot of right now kind of the blame and the shame and blaming everyone else for our feelings and calling that and putting like a pretty dress over that and saying that that's speaking your truth. And those are two very different things. So I think that's important to say that this isn't this jump on the bandwagon of something that looks like a cool trend of I'm speaking my truth right now. It's like, no, this is real integrity, responsibility, self-accountability, and showing up from that space to speak what's real. And that doesn't look like a bunch of fingers pointing outward. And you have to use discernment when you're watching people and when you're looking for that. And where's the energy coming from?
Yeah, there's a very nice saying that whenever you point a finger, just remember that there's three fingers pointing back at you. And then you go like, oh, shit.
I love that one.
Yeah, because, you know, when we're blaming other people, we're just showing that we're blaming ourselves still. So when I'm really coming to question myself, like, okay, what is this? What is it that's actually going on here? And all that I come back to is that I'm not comfortable in my own body. To hold whatever energy is coming from my body. And that is the grounding and the ability to go all the way into the body. All the chakras needs to be fully embraced and aligned and balanced. And For women, it's about really sinking all the way down. The root chakra is the root chakra for a reason. It's the stability. And if we don't have safety there, it's going to be very difficult to show up with a true voice, because then we're going to talk from up here and we're going to, the energy is just going up, 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 up. Or if we're this, or if we're being, you know, it's just, it's like you're unstable. So the inner work and coming back to the body is absolute key.
I felt so much relief when you talked that, when you spoke that, because it's not even about judging or shaming when we are seeing people come from this state, because there's a recognition that you're getting to this state because there was a trauma that disconnected you from that lower root. And it's easier to kind of still speak from that place.
Yep.
Because speaking from personal experience, if you've had that kind of, if you've had, when you have trauma, it's terrifying to get in your body.
Yep.
It is. So it's easy to see how we talk from this place. And I catch myself doing it too. Like, I'm not perfect. It's part of why I'm so drawn to you guys, is you're helping me get in my body. You're helping me overcome those fears. And so it's then having a lot of compassion for all the different places that we might be on the spectrum, and just remembering that we find freedom through the willingness to look in, not through the willingness to kind of shove away and blame others for how we're feeling. You have every right to choose who gets to be in your life. I don't let people in my life that are going to be mean to me.
No.
That's different than having people in my life and saying, it's your fault that I feel bad.
I mean, because it can be their fault.
Yeah.
But why are you accepting that?
Exactly. Then you don't get to be in my life.
No. So it's,
still taking accountability.
Yes, you are taking, but you're taking accountability for yourself. So it's about the yin and the yang balance. The yang is like, no. But the yin is like, that's okay. It's there's nothing else behind it. I love you. I feel you, but I'm not, like, not spending time with someone is very different from hating them and projecting on them and saying that they are this and that. That's two very different things. So the yang is not aggressive. It's just very clear. But the boundary can be super strong, but the message doesn't have to be strong. It doesn't have to make other people uncomfortable in that sense. The only thing that is making people uncomfortable is that something is uncomfortable in them. Because now we're talking about, like, not creating damage on people while we are expressing our truth. And damage is different. Damage is attack and blaming and shaming and kind of squashing someone. Speaking the truth, allowing people to have a reaction to that truth, to respond to that truth, to have a conversation about that. That's two very, very different ways of delivering your truth. So it's not about the truth. It's about how you deliver it and how it's being received.
And again, what's the motivation?
Yes, what's the motivation?
A lot of times for me, it's just, it doesn't even have to get complicated. It's just, is this in alignment for me or not?
Yeah.
And there doesn't have to be blame and shame. It's just, we're on different pages.
Yep. All right.
This was a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like we went a little bit over because there's so much here.
I think so, but that's okay.
Yeah.
This is our truth, and this is what we are sharing, and we would love to get your comments. Reach out
Absolutely.
To us. Let us know what you think, what triggered you, what felt alive, what felt liberating. Let us know. And we will be keeping showing up. And what do you have going on nowadays?
Well, I just want to add to that, because we're moving through this with you. Like, we're moving through it in real time with you. So it's really helpful to see how it aligns and what you're experiencing and what's coming up for you. And yeah, especially today felt even more than the others, really like a journey, because I know for me personally, I'm processing so much in real time. So it's almost like we're watching, we're going through it together.
Yeah. And that's the vibe. That's the definite energy of this year coming together.
Yeah, I think for me, what I have going on, I mean, this time it's really just committing more to the throat clearing and activation course. That's coming at the end of March. And I know that I'm going through these initiations to get very, very clear with my voice, very, very open, so that I can help other people, like really what wants to come through to clear and to activate and to move out these blocks that are in our throat and to activate our healing gifts. So that's what's coming up for me. I'm traveling around right now in southern Thailand. I'm going to some islands. So we'll be bringing through the ocean energy. And yeah, just along for the ride.
That's going
to
be
you.
So I'm launching the Ascend with Sarah. Finally, it's been in the making for years. And it's finally time to share more. And I'm actually launching a community. So stay tuned for an invitation to the community. I haven't shared this with you that much, but both me and Liz are going to be there. You can watch the podcasts in there. There's going to be tons of cool content and things like that. So when you get the invitation, please join. It's free. But it's going to be a place where we can have these conversations. So that's super exciting. And I'm also launching a couple of free masterclasses. So the first one is coming up on March 12. I think that this episode is going to be released before that. Otherwise, you will just have to go to the community and watch it, the replay. It's going to be available in there. I'm going to be focusing more on the Year of Ascension, to really break down the energetics and what we can see on the horizon, and just going deeper into it. And then later on, I will also be hosting a course, sisterhood course, for the feminine, sacred feminine practices, to fully descend into the feminine body. So it's basically a preparation course for more advanced work. Because if you want to move into the full energetics and the inner alchemy and coming back to the body is step one. So that's why I want to put together a course. And you're going to be in it. We're going to host it together.
I am.
That's going to be so cool. But that's coming a little bit later. But that's what's on the horizon for me.
Wonderful. I'm excited for the catching deeper into the Year of the Snake, because already I feel the momentum of what I'm doing. It's like perfectly aligning of what we talked about, where, okay, we found all this stuff. And now it's like actually letting that go. Yeah. And that's what we're moving through. And I feel that really strongly. So that will be fun to dive into more.
I mean, and that's why you're doing the, I mean, you had this one thing that was your mountain with the voice, and you realized, okay, I got to deal with this, because I'm doing the course. And I got to show up fully myself if I'm going to invite others to do it. So you're really doing that. And this is a testament and an expression of that. And I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for that.
It's helpful and it's motivating for me.
Yeah.
Because it would be easier to avoid this.
Yeah.
So it's, I do it for me, but it's also nice to know, hey, I've committed to clearing and activating this for others, which means I can't bypass my own clearing and activation. That's not going to work. That's not how we do it. So thank you to everyone in the future that's going to be a part of this course, because you're helping to motivate me to show up for myself.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. That's what we do together. That's why we're not alone. We're here together. We're doing this together. And Thank you for echoing that.
So if you want to know more about me, easiest is to follow my Instagram, Ascend with Sarah, Sara Stenqvist. If you type in Ascend with Sarah, I think you'll find me.
Beautiful.
How do they find you?
At Liz W. Wagner. That's everything. Website, lizwwagner.com, Instagram, at Liz W. Wagner, and same with Facebook, Liz W. Wagner. Not too complicated.
No, nope, not too complicated. So just reach out to us if you have any questions, any comments, any insights, let us know. We would love to hear from you and join the community once it's launched. And little Precious in the background. She's so well behaved.
Do we want to do any little closing, or do we just want to let it close out on its own?
No, you can do a little bit of closing.
So coming back in, taking those deep breaths, feeling that anchor from the sits bones, from the root chakra, all the way deep down into the planet, and how that anchor allows the upper torso to sway. Being very loving and present, you might even want to place your hand on your heart. It takes a lot of willingness to show up to a conversation like this. Noticing if there are points that were triggering, overwhelming, validating, that really aligned, and just offering yourself a little appreciation for the willingness to be here. And I'm sending out some appreciation and gratitude from my heart at your willingness to be here, because that's what makes us not alone. So thank you. Thanking myself for showing up when I'm moving through so much and allowing myself to be seen in my vulnerability and in my process, and of not having it all figured out and allowing that to be okay. And for Sarah, for really holding the structure and the safety and the container for this conversation. To everyone that's a part of this, to our source, for creating the space for all of this, for being here when we ask for help. And trusting that we are safe to activate our throat chakras. We are safe to speak. What's that quote? You speak even when your voice shakes. That we can do that now. And it really helps to have community. Because sometimes the voice is going to shake. And we can look at each other and be like, am I okay? And you're like, yeah, you're okay. Okay, cool.
It's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't keep making them over and over again.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of love and a gratitude and appreciation for all of us for being here. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So happy about this. And see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.